Chapter 17. Ben headed into the river town with his eyes up and shoulders down. His dagger felt heavy on his hip, and his hand drifted to the hilt from time to time.
Should be easy, shouldn't it?
He rubbed his face, which still tingled.
It has to be working, right?
He peeled through some branches and found himself on a road that ran along the river, about 3 miles from where he left the others behind. He kept his eyes forward. Ahead, people were coming and going from what looked to be a hard day of work. The faces he passed were weathered, and their eyes were weary. They shuffled by with little urgency, and their glances went right over him and beyond.
It is working.
He lengthened his stride, passing a pair of old men pushing a cart of produce. They grumbled at his glance.
Yes, it is working.
Small storage buildings and cottages lined the road the closer he got to the city. Hard voices were moving commerce on the loading docks. Hoists and pulleys and sweaty bodies on loaded barges. Armored figures watched over it. The glint of armor and weapons caught his eye. He slowed his pace. Soldiers were everywhere. Orcs and men. The blazoned dragon head banner waved high in the air. A lonely feeling sunk into Ben's belly, and he shuffled from the road into the shadows. At first glance, the river cities were picturesque, appealing. Up close, though, the whitewashed buildings weren't so bright, but gray. Mold covered the roofs. Overgrowth blocked the windows. If not for the river breeze, the foulness in the air would not be bearable. A stone archway hung over the road leading into the city. Several guards stood watch with spears, checking the people coming and going. They patted men down and shoved others to the road. They chuckled with wickedness, watching the people go. From the back of the line, Ben eased his way forward, while another group's cart was kept behind and inspected. A half-orcan man with a warty face cut him off. He was tall and lean for the breed.
Where do you think you're going?
I have no gear to inspect, Ben said. And I'm just passing through.
The soldier poked him in the chest.
Not with that hardware, you're not,
it said, peering closer to him.
Take it off.
What's going on? Why is this orc bothering me? Avert! Avert!
Ben's hand slipped to a dagger hidden under his cloak. He said,
I'm just passing through looking for work. I can work the docks or sell my services with a sword.
A pair of other soldiers flanked him.
This is bad in so many ways.
What seems to be the problem, Harvath?
This one carries a dagger,
Harvath said, poking Ben in the chest again.
Oh,
the soldier said. He was a beefy man, but stout and seasoned.
He has a dagger, does he? And let me guess, you think he's going to take it to us? The hundreds of us?
He laughed, and so did the other.
Me thinks you just don't like this fellow cause he's a mite more.
He stared at Ben for a moment and blinked his eyes.
Unappealing than you are.
I'm a hard worker,
Ben interjected. The soldier said, shaking his head.
I'm sure you are. Just head on through.
But...
Harvath objected.
No buts, Harvath. Let this poor fellow go. I've more important things to do.
I can help you,
Ben said with a grin.
I'm really a hard worker, I really am.
The sergeant's eyes got really big.
Don't make me turn you around. If you can find someone who'll hire you, then good fortune to you. but you won't be working for me. Now go!
Ben nodded and headed into the city. He could still hear Harbath arguing with the sergeant with each and every step.
Something about that man,
Harbath said.
I tell you,
find someone else to bother, Harbath.
Ben kept his smile to himself, walking along the wharf until he found the sign that read, The Water Dog Inn. He pushed the door open, and inside he went. Dozens of hardened stares greeted him, and at the same time looked away. Their rugged conversations continued. Ben sauntered up to a stool at the end of the bar. A man the size of two people glanced over at him and moved one stool farther away.
This must be how Brenwar feels.
A bartender came over, wiping his hands on a rag, and said,
What'll it be?
His eyes were smoky, like darkened glass.
Coffee,
Ben said.
Better make it ale,
the old man said under his breath.
I may be blind, but I can still see, stranger.
Ben swallowed.
Ale it is.
The blind bartender shuffled away and returned with a large tankard.
I can't drink all of this.
You will. And that'll be 20 bits of gold.
What?
20 gold,
the old man warned.
Else I expose your sorcery.
Ben stiffened.
But I don't have 20 gold.
That's too bad, then,
the old man said.
Too bad indeed.
Reich!
A shadow rose behind him and busted a club over his back. Everything went black.
Okay.